welcome to episode 14 of Recipe Challenge.
Hello.
I'm your co-host, Katie Lale.
And I am your co-host, Rebecca Collins.
We are doing après-ski today. It's
après-ski.
Our theme.
Yes.
Meaning after skiing.
Oh my God.
In case you're wondering.
Thank you for clearing up après. I wasn't really sure. I wanted to ask you, why did you choose après-ski, and are you a skier?
I used to ski. I took lessons in high school.
Oh.
Our high school had it was fun. They would like bus you. It was Friday nights. They would
bus you
out to this local hill.
Okay.
And then you could do a lesson or ski or do whatever you want. And then they would like bus you back to the high school parking lot. So
yeah, I think my school had that, but I lived in Wisconsin. So I don't know where they were really busing kids to ski, but
yeah. So yeah, this was in Massachusetts. I did a couple of ski trips up in New Hampshire and Vermont. That was fun. I skied once in Colorado, but I haven't skied in probably 15 years.
Oh, well,
but
you got a lot on me, because guess who has never downhill?
Never downhill,
never.
Huh? No way.
Never. And now, let's be honest, I think I might be past the point of learning to downhill.
I'm too worried about my knees right now.
Like my knees, my
falling.
Joints falling.
Yes.
I don't need any more help in that area.
I've only cross-country skied once.
Oh,
What we need to do? Maybe we need to work in the après-ski to cross-country also.
I think that's going to apply to cross-country.
Yeah, right?
I have done a fair amount.
Yeah.
I'm not a cross-country skier, but when I was young, I did have cross-country skis and went fairly often with my family.
Yeah, that's nice.
We did at least one cross-country ski trip. Because, you know, cross-country, you can do it anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
Where'd you go?
We went to Door County,
okay,
which is Door County, Wisconsin. I just remember a weekend skiing. But a lot of times we would also drive to different regional or state parks and do a day of skiing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was pretty fun. I kind of wish I still had, for a long time, I had the skis here, never used them, got rid of them, and then was I wish I had cross-country skis. But I don't know if I would make the investment now, because for one, the last couple of winters, not really enough snow.
Yep.
And I mean, I'm not going to invest that heavily for something I'm probably going to do twice.
Yeah.
It's
nice, once you have them, if you own them, I think that's nice. Then you can just get up and go anywhere if there's enough snow. Versus going someplace to have to rent them.
It's good exercise.
Yeah, it is.
But as far as après-ski, I mean, I don't know anything. I don't know that world. That's not my world.
Yeah, it's the social activities that you're doing after skiing.
I think it's a lot of
dancing, drinking, partying.
Right.
Yeah. I picked this because it had been a while since we'd done a drink.
Right.
And then winter
I think last year at this time, close to it. No. Yes. Oscars.
Yes, that's right.
We did our cocktails.
We did. Yeah.
Okay.
I did find out that the term après-ski was the first documented time it was used was in Chamonix, France. So fun to say.
Oh.
Chamonix, the 1924 Olympics.
Oh.
When they referred to après-ski activities. But I'm guessing people have been doing it for
forever.
Since people have been skiing, people have been kind of
you get afterwards, you're hungry.
Yeah.
You're gonna have a drink. I was kind of surprised when I started doing my research how many cocktails online were actually cold drinks.
I know, right?
Not hot drinks.
Yeah.
I was surprised. Oh. And even tequila and stuff, I was I'm not seeing that as after ski to me.
But yeah.
What do I know?
For me, I think about a warm-up.
Yes.
A winter warm-up. But
yes.
Yeah, what do I know?
I don't know. Okay, so how did you decide on, how did you find your rest? How did you?
I have some of our listeners do, but I have a binder of recipes that I've ripped out of a magazine or whatever, right? It's kind of a running thing. And then the front pocket is just things that I've ripped out that I haven't tried yet. And so I had ripped out, I think, is it from Real Simple?
Yes.
It was like
hot buttered
these
rum.
Yep, these drinks. Ooh, I want to make some of these sometime.
Yeah.
So that's usually when like we decide on a theme. That's my first go to is the binder.
Okay.
Of like, let me see
the backlog.
Like if there's something here that would fit the theme.
Okay.
So that's where I found it.
And so in the magazine.
In the magazine. And okay. The ice cream base, which we'll get to, like that really intrigued me for this drink. Because if it was just like
butter.
I don't know, butter and rum, I don't know. Or you know, like just something like more spirit forward.
It needed,
but the ice cream pulled me in.
I think so. I think it needed that. I found this article.
Yeah.
Okay, so I went online to Food and Wine magazine. So I was like, who is going to know about après-ski? And my first thought were Food and Wine or Town and Country.
Yes.
And I found this article, The Best Après-Ski Towns in America.
All right, I'm ready.
November 2022. I think they were kind of...
Is it
loosely ranked
in the world or the U.S.?
U.S. Okay. US. So, what do you think is the number one après-ski town for luxury?
I'm gonna say Aspen.
Yes.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding,
ding. You did it. You hit it. Followed by Stowe, Vermont.
Mm, nice.
Have you been there?
No.
Okay. I have no idea.
Nope.
Mammoth, California.
I skied. Oh wait. I've said Vermont, but actually it's Maine that I've skied in.
Oh,
I don't think I don't know if I've actually skied in Vermont. But.
Okay.
Okay, Stowe, then.
Mammoth, California.
Okay.
Jackson Hole, Wyoming,
Ooh, that's
of course.
Supposed to be real nice.
Breckenridge.
Yep, yep.
Park City, Utah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, those were. And so.
That's great.
So for each city, they highlighted like a bar or restaurant.
Oh, fun.
And then I was like going through, I would go to their recommended bar or restaurant and I would go through the menus.
Oh, fun.
Because I was like, what is après-ski? Like,
I
want to look
this
at
research.
These, I want to look at these menus. And I finally hit one that I really liked. It's a place called Tea Bar in Breckenridge.
Mm.
It was kind of like more simple, but they had something on the menu called Hot Cocoa Kiss.
Ooh.
And I was like, this is what I would order.
Yeah.
Which is very close to the drink that I chose, but it had Malibu coconut rum.
Okay.
Rum chata.
Both?
Yes, both.
And the hot chocolate.
And hot cocoa and top with whipped cream.
Ooh, so like coconutty, cinnamony.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I don't know if, I mean, I tried to find that recipe online, and I mean, I could have said like, hey, add a shot of this coconut rum, but I was like, who do you need coconut rum in your life? I'm not sure. The more I started thinking about it, I was really focused on rum chata.
Yeah.
Because it's so fun to say.
It's so fun to
so
say.
So fun to say. So yeah, so I found a recipe for rum chata hot chocolate from the food blog.
The food blog.
So
yes.
Shout out to them for some SEO optimization, just calling their blog the food blog.
That's what it is.
I wonder if they get a lot of hits that way.
I have a quick Town and Country magazine connection.
What?
The photo, you can go see it now on our Instagram recipe challenge.
Oh.
The photo I posted is by a guy named Slim Ahrens, who was a like society celebrity photographer.
Okay.
In the 50s to the 70s.
Okay.
And he, I believe, did do some shoots for Town and Country magazine.
Yeah.
But his photos are great. And he has a lot of like après-ski.
Does he
themed
also
ones.
Have
yeah.
A bunch of them of just like people's like pools.
Yes, a lot of pools.
Yes,
yeah.
I know.
It's great.
Okay.
Yeah, check them out. Check them out.
I love it. So,
to the rum chata.
Oh, rum chata. Yeah, so, okay, number one, rum chata is made in Wisconsin. Oh,
man.
What? How? Okay, but.
That's funny.
If you don't know what it is, it's a liqueur.
Yep.
And it's cream liqueur.
Yep.
It's Caribbean rum, dairy cream, cinnamon, vanilla, and other flavorings.
Yep.
It's inspired by horchata.
Horchata. Delicious.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
delicious drink.
Side note, I went to the rumchata website.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're going to have
for sure.
The best recipe. Oh, no.
Nothing?
Bad recipes.
Aww.
I was really disappointed. I'm wondering if anyone from Rumchata Inc. is listening.
Yeah.
We're available to develop some
Absolutely. Rum chata
drinks for après ski.
Yeah, come on. Hot
come
drinks.
On. I grew up cross country skiing in Wisconsin.
Midwest, come upper on. Midwest, tons of winter sports.
Branding deal.
Oh, yeah.
Co-brand.
We're ready.
Anyway, that was, I wanted to say that because I was like, Rumchata needs to step up their recipes on their website. Yeah. It was very half-assed.
I, like, was it mostly drinks? Or was there other, like, desserts and stuff?
The ones I was looking at was drinks.
Okay.
And, like, the hot drinks were really, like, I want to say, I do not quote me because I looked at so many recipes. I want to say they were telling you to make your hot chocolate for, like, a hot chocolate Rumchata just from, like, an envelope of dry.
Oh,
like,
no.
Get a Swiss, like a Swiss Miss packet.
You could.
I was like, wait, but... what? No. What? No. Mm-mm. So that was a little disappointing.
Yeah.
But so for my recipe, this hot buttered rum.
Yeah.
Haven't put it together yet.
Right. But so I think you make the, there's an ice cream.
There's a base. Yes. So I have made the base.
And then what's in the base?
Okay.
Or do we want to, like...
No, I'll say
it. Okay, say it, and then we'll... Yeah,
it was, we have a mirror. It's a little shocking. It's a stick of butter.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of spice, cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, and then a cup of ice cream. And
all I right. I think
that's... Oh, no. Oh, no. Half a cup of brown sugar, half a cup of white sugar. So... But you use maybe 2 to 3 tablespoons per drink.
Of that
of base. Of the base. Yep, and then you could keep the base for a while.
Yeah.
And just keep making drinks with it. You could, like, freeze it and then just thaw some of it out if you were coming back to your cabin after your ski.
Yes.
So all I've done so far is make the base. And then I'll need to do, I think it's hot, a little bit of hot water, rum. And I can't remember if there's a third. Oh, I think maybe it's just more cinnamon for a little dusting.
Yeah.
And that mixes with the base, and that's your drink.
Ooh, can't wait to try it.
Yeah.
I have not put my hot chocolate together yet, Rumchata, but it is not a pack, not Swiss Miss packet.
This I know.
Is from scratch.
No.
Milk, cocoa, salt, vanilla, chocolate chips, half and half.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be so milk and half and half. Throw some.
Yes.
Rumchata in there. A little whipped cream.
Oh.
You got to have the Mrs. Richardson's caramel sauce on top.
Okay, wait.
It's back.
Did it call for the caramel sauce? I could.
Yes, optional.
I didn't remember that.
So whipped cream, caramel sauce. Was there one more thing? Those were the two things that I was like, that
you,
jumped out
you
to me in the picture.
What was the Mrs. Richardson? What did,
what did we use it for?
It was originally purchased for a different.
Oh, I can't remember.
Different. It's interesting how many weird things I buy for these recipes that I then, like, store. And I'm like, well, I'm never going to use that again.
Yeah.
And there I am, like, getting it out. Mm-hmm. Comes up again. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I am going to use this spice or this.
Yeah. Weird.
So I'm actually really glad that you're getting.
We're using it
again. I know what it was for.
Yeah.
It was for the apple. After school apple.
It was.
Oh, man.
Yes, because it was that.
The apple salad that lives on in infamy with the carob nuts.
It was the salad.
Yeah.
You're right. Good. Hey, you have such a good memory. Hey, good job.
It's we're using Mrs. Richardson's coming out again.
It's coming out.
It's coming out. All right. So should
all
we,
right.
We're going to pause and we're going to make some hot drinks.
Let's do it.
All right. Welcome back.
We're back. Sugar high. Sugar is coursing through our system. How did your buttered rum creation go?
Okay.
Because you had made the base.
It's really easy. So you heat up some water.
Yep.
I didn't want it to be boiling.
Right.
In the end, could have been hotter. It's hard to get that temperature right. But you're just putting water, rum, and the base, and you're mixing it. Starts out looking not so great, and then it just smooths out into a really nice looking drink. Pour it into a cup, sprinkle some cinnamon on top, and you're good to go.
Yeah. Looked great.
Yeah.
Looked like coffee, like a latte or something.
Yeah, it looked like a latte or chai.
Yeah.
How was your creation?
Good. I always appreciate a one pot recipe.
Okay.
So I'm not like done making it. I've got like 3 dirty mixing bowls.
Right.
So it's just one pot. Milk, cocoa, salt, vanilla, simmer that, add the chocolate chips, So melt good. It, add some half and full cup of half and half.
On top of the milk.
On top of the milk.
Wow.
Mix it all up, and then you're adding in, I think it was a half a cup of rum chata.
Okay, so super it was half a cup.
Yeah. In the whole pot.
Yeah.
But I wanted more rum chata flavor.
Yes.
But it's delicious. Super yes. rich.
Really rich, yeah. But like so good.
Yep.
Yes. Okay, so I wanted more rum chata flavor. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I would up the rum chata.
Yes.
And I like coconut. I can see why you would put like a shot of
that might give it a little
Malibu
more
coconut rum.
Yep.
It's going to give you that other flavor. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That would be delicious. But this is really good.
Super good. Yeah. I would say go with the recipe if you want, but don't be afraid to add a little more rum chata.
Yeah.
Into your own individual one.
Into your own. Yeah. You could make it and then just put a little bit of a rum chata topper. Yeah.
I mean, homemade hot chocolate is so much more rich and delicious than a Swiss Miss. I'm not knocking Swiss Miss. That's like
it's fine.
I maybe have made hot chocolate once before, but I mean,
it's so the same experience that I had when I made pudding.
Yes, that's right.
I made chocolate pudding and I thought I had invented something. It was so much better than store-bought pudding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing about the hot buttered rum though. There's so much rum.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
I mean, the first few sips, I love that like warming sensation you get, especially if it's cold outside.
If you were sitting in, outside.
Yes, and you had
your
warmth.
Snow pants on.
Yeah, I can see that being really delicious.
Oh, yeah.
But very booze forward.
Yeah, and for me, I have a lot of people who drink a lot of coffee drinks, like lattes and stuff, probably wouldn't say this, but to me, too sweet.
Oh, okay. A little too sweet.
I can't handle all that sugar.
For the buttered rum?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't know why. I just tasted the sugar because it has a cup of sugar in it. And I'm like, this is so sweet. Yeah. Like, I don't think I could drink a whole cup of it.
That is interesting because the cocoa was very rich, but it didn't, and it had more fat.
Yeah.
But the only sugar is really coming from the chocolate chips, and they're like dark chocolate chips.
Yes. So to me, I think
more rich but less sugary.
Yeah, I love the cream and the half and half. Less sugar to me, with dark chocolate tastes so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if I were outside, if someone offered me the hot chocolate rum chata after skiing, it would be hard to resist.
Is that your vote?
It is. I do vote for it.
That's my vote too. I was really wrestling with this one.
Okay.
But I'm giving the hot chocolate a slight edge.
Okay.
Just because if I had to choose which one to drink again, it would be the hot chocolate.
Yeah.
With the caveat, adding more rum chata.
Well, yeah. And also, into my cup. Yep. If you made the hot buttered rum, you might say, what about less rum?
Right. That's
just
true.
A little. So it's for one drink.
It's a personal preference.
2 ounces. I think that's 2 shots.
Yeah.
In one thing of hot buttered rum. I mean, I think that might be traditionally what you do with hot buttered rum. Like it's a lot of rum.
Yep. Yes.
It's the star of the show. Rum. But to me, I mean, I don't drink that much. So to me, it felt like, oh, wow, this is a lot of rum.
Yeah.
But I mean, on the other hand, if you were sitting around with all your rich friends.
Yep.
In the beautiful mountain setting.
Yes.
And you were all having hot buttered rum. You'd be having a good time.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yep.
Yeah. But I'm going with the rum chata hot chocolate. Recommend.
Yeah.
Invest in your bottle of rum chata.
That's great. I might try putting it in some coffee. We'll see.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you that's delicious.
I bet it's really good. Bailey's in coffee is delicious.
Yeah.
So I'm sure. How can this be? Cinnamony.
Yes, I'm loving
creamy.
It. I'm loving it.
I'll report back.
Okay.
I'm making a note.
All right.
So yes, a photo of our hot après-ski drinks will be on our Instagram.
If you're interested, you know what I might do next winter?
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of wintered out now. Mm-hmm. I can see a thermos of rum chata hot chocolate and some holiday lights looking.
Yeah.
Like, or like.
Like a walk around or like a drive.
Or a drive around with your thermos of hot chocolate, rum chata, or, you know, just. It would feel very cozy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm so ready. What is next month? March.
I really struggled with this. I don't know. I usually always have an idea, but I was really struggling. I have, you know, maybe three or four ideas, and for various reasons, they all got the axe. But one thing that's on my mind right now is that in April, I'm going to be traveling to Austin, Texas for a work retreat with my team. And everyone, we're all over the country.
Yeah.
But everyone's been really excited about this trip.
Yeah.
And we talk about it in every team meeting. Where are we going?
Yeah.
What activities are we doing? Aww. What restaurants are we doing? And they're all really excited about, obviously, the Austin Texas barbecue scene.
Ooh.
But I started thinking about Tex-Mex.
Hey!
So, our theme for March is Tex-Mex Maine.
Oh, man. What a pivot.
What a pivot. We're leaving this après-ski behind. Also, like, no more winter.
No, Tex-Mex.
Hot.
Love it.
Spicy, hot.
Okay.
So Tex-Mex, what is Tex-Mex? We're going to find out.
These are great questions.
What constitutes Tex-Mex cuisine?
Right.
These are all things I want to know before I travel, the trip's in April.
Okay.
And hopefully I will also do some research on some good Tex-Mex in Austin.
I love it.
Yeah.
This will be great.
So join us next month.
Yes.
When we investigate what the world of Tex-Mex. Two northern gals. We're going to learn. We're learning.
Learning. I'm a lifelong learner.
Yes.
In the meantime, please follow us, email us, message us, rate us, all the things.
All the things.
We would appreciate it.
Yeah.
And we will see you in March.
Next time. Bye.
Bye.